From director Sean McNamara comes Soul on Fire, based on a true story.
They said you had no chance, but here you are.
Starring Joel Courtney, John Corbett, Stephanie Shostak, Macy McLean, with Devon Franklin and William H. Macy.
If you focus exactly on loving the life that you're living right now, and not the life that you think you could have had or should have had, that's the whole deal right there.
Soul on Fire. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets, go to soulonfiremovie.com. Soul on Fire.
From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
All right, rise and shine, everybody. Good morning to you. I'm Todd Starnes, and welcome to Starnes Country. We are proud to be broadcasting this morning from the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you had a good day yesterday. You know, a lot of churches still do the Wednesday night prayer meetings. And, of course, certain church traditions, you guys have a Wednesday night meal as well. So most of the folks I know are of the Baptist persuasion. So they were off yesterday to the great food over at their local churches. Any of you guys still do that, by the way, do the Wednesday night church supper? Or is that like a thing of the past? Finally was able to get out to Shelby Farms. I haven't been able to get out in a while, so it was nice to get out there and did the loop around the promenade and got to see a lot of great folks and met a couple of our great KWAM listeners. By the way, may I just, and we've got a lot of news to get to, but I've been meaning to bring this up, and this is just between us, so don't go sharing this with everybody, but is it just me, or is the most awkward stretch of the promenade that section that goes along, the Coastal Seafood and the FedEx Center? So you're sweating like all get out. You're like, you know, heaving and hoeing and just, it's hawing and whatever. And it's just because you're exhausted. You're out there working out and trying to get exercise. And it's almost as if people are staring at you as they're nibbling on their shrimp and whatever else seafood they're eating there. So I don't know. Maybe is that just me, or that must be the most awkward? Maybe they could just put down some, I don't know, shades or something. Give all of the people exercising a little bit of privacy there. All right. As promised, we've got a lot going on. By the way, coming up in just a few moments, we're going to be talking with our friends over at the Pharmacy Coffee House. Tomorrow, we're going to be taking the show on the road, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to be broadcasting from the Pharmacy Coffee House in Bartlett, and we're going to tell you more about that in just a few moments. So we have someone from the Pharmacy Coffee House coming on. And if you've ever been to the side porch, and I know the Stearns family, that is our jam. So we love the side porch. Great steaks. Well, this is from the same group of folks who own the side porch. They have the Pharmacy Coffee House, and we're going to be excited to talk to them. And more importantly, we want you to come out tomorrow and visit with us, grab some food. We're going to give you a chance to actually win breakfast at the Pharmacy Coffee House in just a moment. So we'll have a fun little trivia question for you. All right, where do we begin? Well, I want to give you an update on what's happening in DeSoto County. This is just really an insane story, and it's disgusting when you have so many teachers and you have so many people in authority that are supporting a convicted child sex predator. And the superintendent of schools issued a statement yesterday, and I want to share this with you because we now know that thousands, nearly, well over 3,000, on its way to 4,000 people in DeSoto County have already signed a petition calling for school board member Michelle Henley to step down. So Henley is under fire because she wrote an open letter that supported Lindsay Whiteside. Now, she's the former youth pastor. She pleaded guilty to sexually abusing a minor. And the district attorney there did the right thing, said that she deserved at least 30 years in prison. Instead, the judge sentenced her to 3 years of house arrest, 3 years of watching Netflix on her couch for a crime which was beyond heinous. And certainly interested in hearing from you folks in DeSoto County and in Shelby County as well, because the issue here is you've got teachers, you have teachers, and you have a school board member, Michelle Henley. And we don't know her political affiliation, but I think you could probably guess it. Henley, by the way, a former school teacher, and this is concerning on a number of levels, that you would have adults that are responsible for teaching your kids supporting a convicted sex predator. And I had a chance to read, Michelle Henley is now putting out a statement, and she is saying that that she did not testify for the defense, that she was subpoenaed by the district attorney to appear in court. And she said that I was asked on the stand whether I condone Lindsay's actions. My response was no. When asked about what sentences she should get, I stated that such a decision was for the judge to determine. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. That is the incorrect answer. If, in fact, this woman was guilty, and by the way, she pled guilty, so she's guilty, the correct answer is she should spend the rest of her life in prison. And if it was up to me, Your Honor, I would throw her in there and just toss away the key. That would have been the correct response. But now you have, in the reporting from Mark Randall, who was on the show yesterday, is that a number, well over a dozen, nearly two dozen teachers in DeSoto, Shelby County, in DeSoto County schools, actually wrote letters of support for a convicted child sex predator. They're condoning pedophilia in DeSoto County, and rightfully so. The good citizens there are enraged. It did my heart well to see well over 3,000 people signing a petition calling for the school board member to be removed. Now, the superintendent, I want to get back to this real quick here. The superintendent, who has been on the show before, said that he said, I have heard from many, I'm not going to read the whole letter to you, but he said, I've heard from many parents who are deeply concerned about individual court statements that were outlined in the district attorney's press conference. I completely understand the concerns that have been expressed. As both an educator and a parent, I share your outrage at any act that harms a child, and I want to state clearly that neither I nor DeSoto County Schools condone, support, or excuse such behavior in any form. Well, that's not exactly true, Mr. Superintendent, because you got a lot of teachers out there, and you have a sitting school board member who do support pedophilia. Anybody want to try to explain that one? This is insane. So now the school board, the superintendent's position is this, that all of the character references, and I'll get to that in just a moment. So all of the character references that were provided by DeSoto County school employees were done so in their personal capacities, were not sanctioned by the schools. And even though, here's the superintendent says, even though, and I want to read this to you, even when employees' personal opinions do not align with the district's values, school districts are bound by employment laws that protect due process and clearly define when and how disciplinary action can be taken. With that being said, complying with employment laws does not mean that DeSoto County Schools agrees with or supports the action of any employee whose behavior conflicts with our core values. So let me get this straight here. So they're telling us that it's okay to support pedophilia and be employed by the DeSoto County school system. Is that what they're telling us here? As long as they promote and advance that support outside of the schoolhouse, is that what they're telling us? I mean, geez, aloo, America. That's insane. Absolutely insane. So we're going to look, we're going to be all over this story. We understand the district attorney is not finished yet. He wants the judge's ruling here vacated because he says that under the penalty of law, that is not a penalty. That is not a punishment for someone who commits a crime this heinous. So we'll keep you updated on all of this. It is absolutely bizarre and sick and disgusting. And we certainly appreciate all of our DeSoto County listeners that are helping us weigh in and get information on this crazy story. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Yesterday, President Trump from the White House held a press conference touting his efforts on crime. It was really remarkable to hear the president laying out the numbers. And these numbers would have been phenomenal for just a 4-year term in office. Those numbers would have been spectacular. Over 22,000 criminals now arrested in these major crime initiatives. But we're talking about 7 months. I mean, Trump's only been in office 7 months. And when you see the crackdown, it's remarkable. And the number of people in Memphis proper, in places like Orange Mound and Hickory Ridge and Raleigh, who are going on TikTok and Facebook and Twitter, and they're saying, you know what, Mr. President, we were wrong. We had no idea that you could actually come in and clean up our neighborhoods. God bless you, sir. Well, God bless President Trump and Pam Bondi and Kash Patel. They're doing an amazing job. And we're going to play some audio from a local pastor, Kenneth Whalum. He's been on the program before. We're going to be talking to him about, or we're going to be playing some audio. He'd sat down, did an interview, and he was the very first leader in Memphis to urge President Trump to send in the National Guard. All right, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going right to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we're going to be talking to the great owner of the incredible new coffee house, the Pharmacy Coffee House in Bartlett. We'll be broadcasting there tomorrow. In the meantime, let's check in with Commander Chuck. Aiden Pettit standing by with your entertainment report. We got a lot going on today here in Stearns Country. We'll be right back.
Tired of giving away all your rental profits to a property manager? You don't have to. Over 800,000 landlords use TurboTenant to find and manage tenants. Keep your 10% and sign up for free at TurboTenant.com.
It is 60 degrees right now at the Memphis Zoo, and the Tigers wearing sweaters this morning. Wow, it is going to be a great day. We are heading to a high in the mid-80s. This weekend, big thunderstorms heading into the Mid-South. And our chief meteorologist, Laura Huckabee, standing by with your complete weather forecast. As I mentioned, tomorrow, we're very excited because we are heading over to the Pharmacy Coffee House in Bartlett on Stage Road. We'll be broadcasting our entire show there as we kick off our fall fling. I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to David Reeves, the owner of the Pharmacy Coffee House. David, good morning. Hope you're doing well today.
Hey, good morning, Todd. How are you?
You know, I'm doing great, and I'm very excited. I have heard so many great things about the Pharmacy Coffee House, and I gotta. We're going to start off with a difficult question, I think. What is it that makes a coffee house a great coffee house?
Yeah, really, it's about the people, the culture, the environment, and we are a very, we're a very fun group of people. It's about community. And the coffee kind of comes second. It's great coffee. It's great food. It's great people. But I also tell you, it's really about the people who own it. And we've been really fortunate that there's three couples that got together with when our kids were in elementary school and kind of came up through the school together and got to know each other and became friends and decided 5 years ago to buy the steakhouse next door to it. And then got into the coffee business a couple years ago. So we're really kind of the American dream personified after we bought the Side Porch Steakhouse in Bartlett. So it's been a lot of fun, but really the coffee house is about the people and about the culture.
It's, you know? Well, it's an absolutely beautiful coffee house, and it's welcoming. And, you know, you guys, it looks as though it was designed for people to stick around. You don't want people just to grab a cup of coffee and run out the door. You guys want people to fellowship.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about community, right? I mean, and that was always kind of what we wanted to go for. Two of our friends really love coffee, and they said, "Hey, you know, we're really interested in opening a coffee shop." So we just kind of got behind them and bought this whole pharmacy that used to be a 7-Eleven, by the way, in the 1970s, and the pharmacy itself actually was started in 1975. And so when Mr. Regal decided that he was going to retire, we bought it from him and renovated the inside. And we wanted to make a real comforting, welcoming place that anybody can go to. And it's got a lot of cool themes in it. So when you come in, I think you're going to really enjoy it.
Well, and we're going to be there tomorrow. And by the way, the mayor of Bartlett is going to drop by. So we're going to have some very special guests. And we would love for all of you to join us as well. Come on over and visit, watch the show, and grab a cup of coffee. Now, you guys just released your big fall lineup of coffees and treats. And what I love about these, they're all very healthy because they include some sort of a fruit or vegetable like the pumpkin cinnamon rolls, which are, those look amazing.
Yeah, all of the stuff that we have, so from our coffee beans, our roasted are roasted locally by a local roaster called Comeback Coffee, but our cinnamon rolls are made by a local person in Bartlett who makes regular cinnamon rolls, pumpkin cinnamon rolls. We have, on Saturday, we have Cronuts, which are a huge sell, and we sell a ton of them, which are these really fancy croissant donuts. But then all of our, you know, when it comes to our coffee drinks, particularly our lattes, we have house-made syrups, which are made locally by our own barista, Katie. And they have no artificial ingredients in them. They're the healthiest version of a syrup that you can actually make. But we have some really cool seasonal drinks as well, like carrot cake latte, peach cobbler cappuccino, caramelized pear chai lattes, things like that. But we have your traditional black coffee, which is awesome, Americanos, really cool teas. And really, don't sleep on our breakfast food. We have breakfast sandwiches, like your traditional sausage, egg, and cheese, sausage and biscuit. Avocado toast for those who are a little more aficionados of breakfast and love avocado. So we kind of have something for everybody.
Okay. I didn't hear a thing you said because I was still focused on the words homemade Pop-Tarts. I'm like, wait, what? Yeah. This is incredible.
Yeah, we actually have homemade Pop-Tarts that we make on Thursdays. And so actually today is our Pop-Tart special. So, and they're actually this season, we're selling s'mores Pop-Tarts, and they're actually pretty popular as well.
So all of this, folks, all of this happening on Stage Road in Bartlett, and if you get lost, just roll down the window and take a big sniff, and you'll be able to smell the coffee and the Pop-Tarts, and you'll be able to find the location, 5675 Stage Road. That's 5675 Stage Road there in Bartlett. You know, David, one of the things I really respect about you guys, and you came on my radar when you guys bought this the side porch and a beloved institution and really turned it into something special. And I sort of felt a connection with that because when I moved back here from New York City and bought KWAM, you know, I wanted to turn KWAM into something special, you know, a locally owned, locally run place. And I just really respect what you guys have done. And it's based on the photos I see on your Facebook, it looks like people are having a blast over there.
Yeah, they really do. And the exciting part about it, Todd, is it's people from all generations, you know, who love to come there on Saturday mornings or during the week, small groups meeting for Bible study. It could be, you know, friend groups. We have multiple sections of our pharmacy that have sofas that are family units. And you'll see families on Saturday mornings specifically with their kids all together, not on their devices, but just spending time together, loving their time together. So that's what it was really all about and what it was created for. The money was kind of secondary. It was really to create a community place for gathering, much like Side Porch Steakhouse, which is right next door.
I love
it. So we really enjoyed it.
Let me ask you, because it's a pharmacy turned coffee house, do you guys still sell the drugs and everything? Is that still there or just coffee?
Well, coffee is a drug, you know, if you really think about it. But, but no, we don't sell any drugs. We do have a couple of the original pictures from the old pharmacy house
that's up cool. On
our wall. So when you go and you see the collage of pictures that we have, you'll see some of the original artwork from the original pharmacy.
The reason I ask that, I do my I get my drugs at Germantown Pharmacy, and they have Oh Great, which is in their locally owned, you know, business, and I always get my chicken spaghetti and my drugs over at Germantown Pharmacy. So it's kind of one-stop shopping. So, well, we're so excited. Go ahead.
Yeah, one thing I will mention is that we do have some really cool retail stuff that, and we partner with some local ministries, particularly Shepherd's Haven, that we buy certain items, particularly pottery and things like that from these guys, and we sell it in our pharmacy as well. So we try to also partner on the retail side for people who just want to grab something as a gift, local ministries as well, like Shepherd's Haven.
So. Awesome. David, we're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow, and we just appreciate you guys hosting our very first Fall Fling. And again, folks, 7 o'clock at the Pharmacy Coffee House, 5675 Stage Road. We'll be there starting at 7 o'clock. And I would say me a cronut. Will you do that, David?
We'll figure out how to get you one.
All right. David, thank you, and congratulations on the great success out there in Bartlett.
All right. Thanks, Todd.
All right. That's going to be a lot of fun. The Pharmacy Coffee House. By the way, I'm buying somebody breakfast tomorrow. If you show up, you got to show up tomorrow, but you got to answer the trivia question. Here is the trivia question. This beloved supermarket chain, talking about local businesses, served Memphis for more than 100 years, founded as a meat market in downtown in 1858. The first supermarket opened on Union Avenue in 1941. Five generations of the family ran the business, the supermarket, until it was sold. And today, all of those stores are now known as Kroger. But can you name the beloved grocery store chain that was founded more than 100 years ago? And I'll give you a clue. The name of the grocery store is also the last name of the family who ran it for five generations. If you know the answer, a little bit of Memphis trivia today, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I can tell you this, the bakery in Whitehaven, that store was the jam. Got to take a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
Tired of giving away all your rental profits to a property manager? You don't have to. Over 800,000 landlords use TurboTenant to find and manage tenants. Keep your 10% and sign up for free at TurboTenant.com.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is Stearns Country here in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. We're going to have so much fun tomorrow. By the way, want to give you a heads up. We got a message from one of our South Haven listeners that there is going to be a school board meeting today, 10 o'clock, and they're urging people to show up and hopefully hear about some accountability for the school board member and the other educators who supported this predator. So again, this is 10 o'clock at East South Street in Hernando, which is where the school board will be meeting. They're saying again, 10 o'clock tomorrow. That information coming from Valerie on our Facebook Live page. All right, real quick, before we bring in our good buddy Randy Hutchison, we've got a trivia question on the table. Let's go to Kathy in Midtown. Hi, Kathy. How are you doing today?
Fine. How are you?
Kathy, I'm doing well, and I tell you, I'm loving the fall weather. It's beautiful outside today. Are you a fall person? Do you enjoy, you know, the sweaters and the coffee?
Oh, yes. It's gorgeous. It's just gorgeous. Yes.
Kathy, I love your accent. I love how you just said gorgeous.
I don't have an accent.
I love it. Kathy, we're going to try to help you win a prize here. And we have a question. Since we're going to be at a local business tomorrow, locally owned business, the Pharmacy Coffee House, we thought this would be a fun trivia question. We're talking about a supermarket chain, served Memphis for more than 100 years, founded as a meat stand in 1858 in downtown Memphis. The first supermarket opened on Union Avenue in 1941. I suspect that's sort of over in your neck of the woods. And for five generations of the same family ran the business until it was sold. Kathy, what was the name of this beloved supermarket chain?
Cecil's.
Yeah, that's it, Kathy. Cecil's. Man, people loved. You know, my grandmother was, like, devoted to that bakery. She used to shop at the one at Whitehaven, which was right next door to the Whitehaven United Methodist Church on Elvis Presley Boulevard. Kathy, were you a fan of Cecil's back in the day?
Oh, yes. Oh, I grew up around the corner from Cecil's. It was Cecil's and Piggly Wiggly were my two favorite stores, yes.
Well, and then, of course, you had Montese's, so.
Yeah, well, it was Montese's. We knew it as Montese's first. And I even had a grandfather that was the chef of their kitchen for the longest time. He made up. He and Mr. Montese came up with the spaghetti sauce recipe that was so famous.
Is that so? You're famous, Kathy.
Well, he didn't have his name on it, but yes, his name was Chef Mitchell.
Wow, yes, that's what a story. Well, Kathy, congratulations. Yes. Now, if you show up at the coffee house, at the Pharmacy Coffee House tomorrow morning, I will be buying your breakfast. So we're going to put you on hold, and Cassie will get your info, and we'll give you directions to the coffee house. But congratulations, and thank you for playing trivia today. Well, I want to bring in Randy Hutchison. Did you ever shop at Cecil's back in the day?
I remember Cecil's. I haven't been there as long as it doesn't sound like Kathy, but I remember Cecil's.
Wow, and her grandfather made the sauce over at Montese's. That was the jam back in the day. You could put that stuff on a flip-flop and it would taste good, Randy. Randy Hutchison from the Better Business Bureau joining us. And, Randy, yesterday we had our friends at Strategic Financial. They were joining us to talk about health insurance and making sure you had things like disability insurance. Yeah. And today we're going to be talking about health insurance scams because this is a big, big, big problem. And many folks are getting these fake calls from Medicare, right?
Well, and the good news is you've got good folks, like you just mentioned, giving people the right information. But unfortunately, folks are getting inundated, and it's liable to pick up now that we've entered the open enrollment period for Medicare. But folks are getting calls purportedly from Medicare. They're robocalls that sound like a real person when you pick the phone up. They're not. Many of them originate overseas. Some actually claim to be with Medicare. Others will cite some official sounding, like non-existent government agency or other organization. And they may have different stories, but for the most part, most often they'll say there have been changes to Medicare. They want to be sure you're getting all your benefits. They may say there's a new law or a new regulation that's been passed that you may not be aware of. That, again, they want to help you out. Ultimately, of course, they're not going to help you. They want you to pay some fee to supposedly get some increased benefits or some help that you could get for free from Medicare. Or more insidiously, they may ask for your Medicare number and other information and then submit fraudulent charges to Medicare.
So you never want to do that. You never want to give out your numbers like that.
Yep, you're jumping to the tips.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
And we'll repeat that because it's more than worth repeating.
Huge. Yeah, it really is. And especially with the advent of AI, it's hard to figure out what's real and what's not. That's not the only health insurance scams that are out there, right?
Yeah. I'll tell you one I get periodically. Callers will, again, these are generally robocalls, but they'll say, they'll call and say, we want to verify you still have a medical condition like diabetes or a bad back. I get those calls regularly. Fortunately, I don't have either of those ailments, but it's a law of numbers. They make so many robocalls, the technology allows them to make so many calls that chances are they will hit somebody who has whatever the ailment is. And of those people who have the ailment, some will fall for it. And if you say yes, well, yeah, I do have, still do have diabetes or a bad back, or again, whatever the other ailment is that they mention, then they'll say, oh, well, good. Your doctor has ordered some sort of treatment, maybe a back brace, and they need your Medicare number to place the order. You may ultimately even get the back brace in some cases, but again, not something that you needed, not something that your doctor ordered, and they'll collect from Medicare. And then another one, I actually wrote a newspaper column about this a year or so ago, an outfit called Simple Health, and they're not the only one, was selling what they claimed was comprehensive, full coverage health insurance. People bought it thinking that's what they were getting. In fact, it was just a medical discount plan that offered the people who bought it discounts at certain prescribers, certain doctors. And the folks found out to their chagrin that when they had heavy duty medical bills, in fact, they weren't covered, and there were people left with, in some cases, thousands to ten thousands of dollars in medical bills.
Oh, this is so insane and a horrible thing that's happening, but this is a reality. Not just here in the Mid-South, but across the nation. We have Randy Hutchison with us from the Better Business Bureau. And one of the reasons we have Randy come on every single Thursday is that we want to equip you guys to make sure that you're able to steer clear of these scams, people trying to get your money, people trying to get into your bank accounts, and people trying to cause you problems. So, Randy, let's talk about some of the things that people can do to avoid being a victim of one of these scams.
Okay, Todd, as you mentioned earlier, government agencies don't call out of the blue asking for money or personal information, whether it's Medicare, Social Security, anyone else. They don't call out of the blue. So if you get a call out of the blue claiming to be with one of those agencies or another one saying, we need your Medicare number, we need your Social Security number, we need your bank account number, whatever, don't respond, hang up. If you're looking to buy health insurance or any product, research the company with the Better Business Bureau. It's quick, easy, free. You can research a company anywhere in the country at BBB.org. Go online. Don't stop with us, particularly with the bigger the purchase. Go online and using the company name and terms like complaint, scam, or fraud, see if other people have reported a problem with the company or a good experience with the company. In terms of buying health insurance, healthcare.gov is a good place to go to compare plans, coverage, and prices. And if you're shopping for comprehensive health insurance, be sure that's what you're getting rather than simply a medical discount plan, which, by the way, if that's all you want and you need, that may be fine. There are legitimate medical discount plans, but if you want comprehensive insurance, be sure that's what you're getting. Ask for a copy of the policy. Check out the agent. Check out the company again to be sure you're getting what you're expecting to get and what you're paying for.
All right. And so the website, super simple, bbb.org,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be able to get all sorts of great information there. And if they want to reach out by phone, who should they call?
Right, local number, 759-1300. 759-1300.
All right, great advice. And folks, again, this is a big story in the news as Congress tries to figure out what to do with Obamacare. So you pay very close attention and do yourself a favor. Reach out to the Better Business Bureau. They're going to help you make sure to avoid all of these scams. Again, that number locally, 759-1300. Randy Hutchison, you know, I know you're a busy guy, so you may not be able to make it out to Bartlett tomorrow, but are you like a black coffee guy or like a carrot cake latte kind of a guy?
Not the latter. I'm a black coffee with a little bit of cream in it.
Oh, right, there you go.
And just straight coffee. That's all I need.
Same here. I'm like, just give me the regular. Yeah, regular, not unleaded. Give me regular. I got to have a good jolt of Java in the morning. Randy, good to see you, my friend.
All right, thanks.
All right, Randy Hutchison from the Better Business Bureau, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. A lot happening this weekend, and our entertainment reporter, Aiden Pettit, standing by with a look at what's happening.
Tired of giving away all your rental profits to a property manager? You don't have to. Over 800,000 landlords use TurboTenant to find and manage tenants. Keep your 10% and sign up for free at TurboTenant.com.
All right. So, a very special announcement. We've been playing some audio from a lady in Whitehaven who supported President Trump, and she said, you know, again, we don't know her politics. She was just grateful that her kids were able to go and play outside, play in the backyard, and that she has just a smidge, I believe that's the word she used, a smidge of peace, no gunfire in her neighborhood. And she has been just viciously attacked. She, my understanding is she's no longer with the Tri-State Defender, which is a left-leaning leftist publication. That lady is going to be in studio today on my national radio show, and you'll be able to hear that interview exclusively right here on the Mighty 990. So that's happening at 11 o'clock this morning. Invite your friends to tune in and listen, and you're going to want to hear what this just very kind, gentle soul has to say. A terrific lady. That's 11 o'clock. By the way, Mindy writing in, Todd, I don't answer any phone calls that are not in my contact list on my phone. I hear all the time, well, if my doc calls, nope, she says, stop right there. If it's important, they'll leave a message. And it's true, they will. Mindy, that's great advice. Bobby says, I use an AI voicemail to filter out the troll spam calls. So Bobby is using AI against AI. I love this. Can we talk about Wanda Halbert for just a moment here? And by the way, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. And, you know, we've got a few moments here, and I know that Dee, and we'll announce her real name at 11 o'clock, but she needs to know that Memphis has her back. And if you want to give her a word of encouragement, I would encourage you to call in. You can do it now. You can do it when she's in studio. Our number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Wanda Halbert is embroiled in yet another controversy, and this time in Millington, where the city is saying that she owes them thousands of dollars in rent. Thousands of dollars. Now, Wanda released a statement saying she doesn't owe Millington a single penny. She said, and I'm reading the statement, she said, late 2024, this is from Fox 13, Late 2024, it was brought to the attention of the county clerk team. We were late on a Millington rent. The office of the Shelby County Clerk has never had a rental agreement with Millington, nor were we invited to participate in the same. So the Millington City Manager, Frankie Dakin, writing that she is the master of distraction. What responsible person thinks rent is free? Two clerk's offices have already been shut down for similar non-payment and lease issues during Clerk Halbert's reign of chaos. She's been fully aware of the lease since the City Commission unanimously approved it in 2024, a measure she openly opposed. Before the Commission took that step to prevent yet another office closure, she spent months disregarding repeated requests to finalize the lease. You don't get to ignore a legal agreement and skip paying rent simply because you don't like it. So I just, again, this is the problem with local reporting. They don't ask the questions that need to be asked. And I have a very simple question for the city manager, Frankie Dakin, who used to work for Shelby County Mayor Lee Harris. And here's my question for the city manager. I appreciate what you just wrote there and that statement. I have no disagreement with anything you wrote, sir. My only question is this. Was there an agreement signed? And if so, can you produce the agreement? And if you can't, then Wanda Halbert, as insane as it may be, is absolutely right here. And if you're telling me that she hasn't been paying rent because there was no rental agreement and you allowed her to stay there month after month after month, hey, that's on you, Millington. Sorry, but that's on your elected leaders. That's on the people that you hire to make sure that people are paying their rent. But this is insanity, what's going on in the Shelby County Clerk's Office. And ladies and gentlemen, you, the voters, had an opportunity to fix all of this. There was a gentleman running on the Republican side. He was incredibly well qualified to run that office. And yet the voters said, we would rather have Wanda because she's incompetent. Everybody knew how bad Wanda was, and elections have consequences. So here's my recommendation to Mr. Dakin. Forget this nonsense. Wanda has now admitted that she's squatting, and you need to go right on over there, bring the Millington PD or whoever you need, get some moving trucks, and you should be forcibly removing everybody from that building. All of the desks, everything, the filing cabinets, put them right out on the street. Again, I mean, Wanda says she never had a rental agreement, so if that's the case, Wanda Halbert is now officially a squatter in Millington. This is nuts. You can't make this up. We'll have more on this tomorrow. By the way, Becky Gallagher, our great general manager here at KWAM, loves Cecil's. And Becky actually got the question right, but she can't win because she works at KWAM. She says, Todd, I miss the fresh squeezed OJ and the thumbprint cookies with chocolate in the middle. I remember those. Those were unbelievable. Now, does anybody remember the pies? Because that's what Cecil's was really known for. And they made something called a chess pie. And we got to get that recipe. When I find the recipe, we'll post that on the KWAM website. And I think we would do a great service to the entire city of Memphis if we did that. Also, the Cecil's chocolate butter pie. That'll make a Methodist speak in tongues. I'm just telling you, it was a good pie. All right, we have so much. We didn't even get to half the things I wanted to talk about today. But tomorrow, we're going to have a lot of fun. And I want you to come out. More important, it's fun to see all of our great listeners because you guys are awesome and fun and entertaining. And we have the best looking audience in all of radio here in Memphis. I'm just telling you. And as much as we want to see you, I want you to support a local business and a locally owned and locally run business. That's an important mission here at the Mighty 990. And most of the people that you hear advertising on us, these are locally owned businesses. So tomorrow, that's right, head on over, join us for breakfast, maybe even a few more trivia questions, and we might give you a chance to win a free cup of their delicious coffee over at the Pharmacy Coffee House in Bartlett. We will see you there tomorrow, 7 o'clock. Get out there, enjoy this beautiful day. Jim Miller standing by with your headlines.
You know that big bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right? It doesn't clean as well.
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, let me make an announcement.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Stop paying for watered-down detergents. Pay for clean. If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Pods. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.